Oi there, podcasties, podcasters, not quite sure. This is the first ever episode, episode one of Bauer's Game Corner, my new podcast I want to start doing. I'm filming this right now on June 2nd, 2013 at 6:20 p.m. Hoping to keep this under 10 minutes long, so it'll be a nice, quick podcast, just something for you to gobble up. What I plan on hitting on in this episode is what's coming up on Bauer's Game Corner, my YouTube channel this week, what I'm playing, some things I'm excited about also coming up, a game that slipped through the cracks. I want to spotlight one particular game that's not too terribly popular that I kind of like every single week, and also I want to get on top of my soapbox and talk about one thing that really grinds my gears or one thing that I really am passionate about. So starting off, what's coming up at Bauer's Game Corner this week? I will be doing two videos. I'll be doing a review on Wednesday, as always, for an older game called Fishin' Time, which I'm going to spoil it for you, is not a good game. It's actually a pretty funny video. Me and my editor were laughing at it actually a little bit earlier. But I'm going to be reviewing that. It's from 1986. It's called Fishin' Time. Then on Thursday, I'm going to be doing a preview for a Kickstarter game called Do Your Job. It's actually up on Kickstarter right now. It's not doing too bad. It's been up there for a day. It's got a little under $700 of its $2,200 goal. So it's probably going to succeed, which is awesome. New games are always great. And in Do Your Job, it's not a children's game, he wanted me to stress, but it's a game you probably will end up playing with children, ages 5 and up. Really short game, 10 to 15 minutes to play. You can have this thing out of the box, set up, play it, and back in the box in about 20 minutes, which is something I always appreciate. And it's just one single deck of cards with some unique artwork. It's got two different game types on it. And if you're interested in it, be sure to check out the Kickstarter for Do Your Job or my video, which I'll be posting this Thursday for Do Your Job. I'm also very excited because I'm getting another Kickstarter game sent to me in the mail called Shindig Machine. Shindig Machine is currently also up on Kickstarter, and it is it's doing very well. It's got over $1,000 after, I believe, 2 days. It's got a goal of $2,500. It's a storytelling game with absolutely gorgeous artwork. I can't even stress to you enough this beautiful black and white artwork, and I love storytelling games. So I'm really excited to get that game from Travesty Games and try it out and see how it is and post my impressions. I'll probably have a video up for that next week. Not this coming week, but the next week. Other than that, I also got another game coming in the mail that I'm really excited about. Not a Kickstarter game, but it is a brand spanking new game that's going to be sent for me all the way from Germany. I don't know too much about the game, but I'm really excited to try it out and get my opinions on there. So let's move on to what I'm playing this week. I'm playing a lot of games. I have a weekly board game night every Wednesday, but the most recent game I played was some more Lost Cities from Rio Grande Games. It's a Reiner Nitzia game. It's a numbers game. It's about exploring temples and all this nonsense, but it really is a number game. And if you haven't checked out Lost Cities, it is one of me and my fiance's favorite two-player games. It's a lot of fun. You definitely should check it out. We also checked out not a new game, but a game I'd never even heard of before called Kingsburg from Fantasy Flight. And I was really surprised I hadn't heard of this game because I really enjoyed my time with this game. And I probably am going to get a review up for this game in the next couple weeks. It's called Kingsburg from Fantasy Flights, and in this you're going to be rolling dice to try and build a city and protect yourself from goblins and barbarians and zombies and all sorts of things. And we really enjoy the game two players. I'm hoping to get it to my weekly game night this Wednesday. It's at 2 to 5 players, so hopefully, knock on wood, we'll only have 5 people there so we can get it out on the table and try it out. We also played a couple games of Ticket to Ride. We played one game of Ticket to Ride this week. Me and my fiance did one-on-one, and she just blew me away. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but she just kicked the crap out of me. Which is bad because it is one of my favorite games, a game I really like to think I'm pretty good at. But that's what we're playing around Bauer's Game Corner. Also, we're also obviously playing Do Your Job so we can get the preview ready for that. And I was actually playing a little bit of Wordsmith, another game that I have up on Kickstarter right now. I have a review for it. It is a fantastic game. You really should check it out if you're into word games. You can play it as a party game. You can play it as a two-player game. It's an educational game. It's called Wordsmith, the card game. It's doing pretty well on Kickstarter right now. And I highly recommended that game in my YouTube video. So, next we'll get to Through the Cracks. This is where I'm going to spotlight a game that's not too terribly popular. And I don't really know why it's not too terribly popular, because I really do enjoy that game. And this week I'm going to be taking a look at Easy Come, Easy Go. This is from Out of the Box Publishing. It is a Reiner Nitzia game, yet another Reiner Nitzia game. I swear he makes every other game, it seems. And it is a dice press your luck kind of game. I guess it's not really too much press your luck, but it's for 2 to 4 players. It was released in 2004. And in Easy Come, Easy Go, you're going to be trying to get 3 cards. There's going to be cards in the center of the table, and you're going to be trying to get 3 of them. They'll say, like, you need to get a straight, or you need to get exactly 13, or less than 3, or exactly 7. There's different things you need to accomplish, but you're going to be going around the table, and people can steal those cards from you. And once you get 3 cards, you have a chance to win the game. I'm really surprised that I have never seen anyone really talking about this game. On BoardGameGeek, it's got a little less than a 6 rating. There's no fans for the game. I personally think it is a great family board game, but apparently people disagree with me. But if you ever get a chance, you ever see Easy Come, Easy Go at a thrift store, or you got it in a swap meet or something, I would definitely recommend it. It's Easy Come, Easy Go. It will take about 30 minutes to play. It is a really fun dice rolling game that I don't understand why it's not more popular. Last, let's get to my soapbox, Bauer's Soapbox. This is where I'm probably going to be talking about something I'm really excited about or something I'm really feeling strongly about. This week, though, I'm going to be doing a pet peeve. Oh, pet peeve. This pet peeve really bugged me. I want to start off by saying I played Twilight Imperium last week for the very first time on Sunday. I played a 6.5-hour game, and I have to say I am in love. Head over heels, madly in love. I immediately went home to see if there was some way I could play it online or see if there was some sort of app or computer program that I could get, and I was very devastated when I realized there is not a Twilight Imperium app. Get your stuff together, app creators. Make a Twilight Imperium app and take my freaking money already. I would pay $15 for a Twilight Imperium app. I would pay $20 for a good Android Twilight Imperium app, and I'm sure there's a lot of other board gamers out there that would. But anyway, back to the point on my soapbox. Quitting games early. I don't run into this too often. The people at my game night are very good about this. We've never really had a problem with it. Obviously, I understand if there's emergencies. If something comes up and you have to leave a game early, completely understandable. However, this was Twilight Imperium. We had a set out day. We said, all right, on Sunday, we're going to play this game. That's all we're going to do all Sunday. And we played. And this was my first time playing, so I was the one trying to catch up and learn all the rules on the fly. But we were about 6 hours in, and the scores were 5 points, 5 points, 7 points, and 8 points. And in this game, you need to get to 10 points. Now, there was one guy who'd been turtling the entire game, talking about how he had no shot of winning, etc., etc., except he sneakily had 8 points. He was doing the whole, oh, I can't score any more points, though, so you don't need to worry about me. Until I noticed he was accumulating trade ships. I think that's what they're called, the trade route ships. And then I looked over and noticed that one way to get 2 points, which for him would have won him the game, was to get 10 of these chips. I immediately played one of my action cards that allowed me to go through the discard pile and pick out a card. And the card I picked out allowed me to steal all of his trade ships that he had been accumulating for a good deal of time. He was understandably very upset because he was this close to winning the game. And he said, God, can't we just get this stupid game over with after I stole it? He was angry at me. He hadn't attacked me. He hadn't really attacked anyone the entire game. But I was really flabbergasted because he ended up quitting the game. And he was someone else's ride. So that person ended up quitting the game. And we didn't end up finishing this game we'd already invested 6 hours in. And it was really incredibly frustrating because those 2 points, I stole his half of his coins, which gave me 2 points, which put me at 7 points, which put me right back into the game. Either way, it was extremely frustrating. If you plan on playing a game, you need to invest your time, you need to invest your brain, you need to invest yourself into that game, especially in a lengthy game such as Twilight Imperium. It'd be like if we were playing Twilight Struggle. If I'm playing Twilight Struggle, we're 2 hours in, and you have an emergency, you have to go, I completely understand. But if you just quit, That's ridiculous. But that's on my soapbox. Don't quit games early, unless you absolutely have to. This has been my first ever Bowers Game Corner podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any suggestions, any comments, any obscenities, feel free to message me. Also, be sure to check out the Kickstarter profile or this Kickstarter games I mentioned. What were they? Shindig Machine, Do Your Job, and Wordsmith are all currently on Kickstarter as we speak. So check them out, see if they're your cup of tea. And be, of course, sure to check out my YouTube channel and Facebook page at Bowers Game Corner. Anyway, I hope you guys have a good week, and I hope you get plenty of gaming in there. Thanks for your time, podcasties.